Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Now, Mark Cox Soapbox.
All right, maybe you don't care about the Teddy Roosevelt statue in the front of the History Museum. Maybe you don't care. It's a long way away. It's just a piece of steel or granite. What difference at this point does it make? Maybe when the leftists down in Tower Grove voted to take the Christopher Columbus statue down, you thought to yourself, you know what? I didn't even know it was there. I've never seen it. So it's no skin off my nose. And if it makes somebody else feel better, let's do it. The question you need to ask yourself is, what are you going to do when they come after something that's important to you? How about your religion? Since the whole Confederate statue destruction started a couple years ago, I've been pretty consistent in telling you this is not about the statues. If you're a Steve Martin fan, you're going to feel like you're in an episode of The Jerk. But you're about to be awakened to what I and many others have been warning you about. And guess what? It happened yesterday. Have you seen the tweet by a guy named Sean King? If you don't know who he is, you will soon. He is a blogger. He's an activist. He's an anarchist, deeply involved in promoting the Black Lives Matter organization. And he wants you to bow down to him. If you've looked the other way when these statues were fallen, you've already capitulated. The expectation is you will capitulate again. So let me read you Sean King's tweet from yesterday. And if you're a Christian and you're white, grab some Mylanta. Quote, "Yes, I think the statues of white Europeans that they claim is Jesus should also come down. It's a form of white supremacy, always has been. In the Bible, the family of Jesus wanted to hide and blend in, and guess where they went? Egypt, not Denmark. Tear them down. All of the murals and stained glass windows of Jesus and his European mother and their white friends should also come down. It's a gross form of white supremacy, tool of oppression, racist propaganda. They should all come down," end quote. That's the tweet yesterday. This is America, folks. If you're a God-fearing person who goes to church on Sunday, or maybe doesn't go to church regularly but thinks Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, here's a headline for you. You're a racist. The fact that your place of worship has beautiful stained glass windows must mean they have to be destroyed because of what they represent. And that is, under the woke culture, you can't have two gods. Your new god is political correctness. It's groupthink. It's whatever Sean King and his anarchists decide it needs to be, or you face ostracization and violence. Are you awake yet? It's important that national voices like Tucker Carlson drive this point home. He has a much larger audience than me. It's important that he tell people about this. And of course, the anarchists want him silenced. They've been working to silence Tucker Carlson. This is about control. It's not about the statues. It's about ending America as you know it. They're going to tear down the Teddy Roosevelt and Andrew Jackson and Christopher Columbus and even Jesus statues if that's what it takes to achieve their goal. You have to wake up. You have to see what this is about. This is a pivotal moment in America right now. George Floyd no longer has anything to do with this. And his tragic death has been hijacked by these people who have a much more sinister agenda. Here's the important thing Tucker Carlson pointed out last night. How do we stop it? Is it too late? Maybe. Here's what you need to know about November. The Republican Party is your only chance to stop this. You may not like that. It may not inspire confidence because many of those same Republicans in Congress have sat back and silently watched this violence and destruction of property continue, and they've said nothing. But some of them have spoken up, including our president. And while it might not be enough right now, it's all we've got. Imagine this country under the leadership of the vacant stare of Joe Biden. He's a puppet for these actors on the left, and they now see an opportunity to grab power, and they have a willing accomplice and a Trojan horse in one Joseph Biden.
Get more at 971talk.com.